This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 78 for Monday, September 26th. Ice canola futures are higher on Monday, benefiting from a weaker Canadian dollar. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gained $7.30 at $826 per ton, and the January contract at $7.10 at $835.10 per ton. As fears of a global recession loom, the United States dollar continues its upward surge. The Canadian dollar tumbles to 72.72 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.69. However, gains in canola are being tempered by sharp pullbacks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, along with less severe losses in the Chicago soy complex. Declines in global crude oil prices are adding more pressure onto vegetable oils. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its monthly supply and demand estimates late Friday afternoon. Canola production for 2022-23 is 19.1 million tons, with ending stocks at 500,000 tons. Total wheat production for this year is pegged at 34.7 million tons, with a carryout of 6.3 million tons. Stat Canada released its monthly crush report this morning, showing the August canola crush at nearly 633,000 tons. That's down 4.4% from the previous August. The U.S. Department of Agriculture published its export inspections report for the week ending September 22nd. Outbound movements of soybeans exceed 257,000 tons, corn inspections are more than 459,000 tons, and wheat is over 520,000 tons. The USDA will issue its crop progress report later this afternoon. Also, the department is scheduled to issue its quarterly grain stocks report on Friday. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The November contract gives up 14.5 cents at $14.11 per bushel. December soy oil loses 1.22 cents at 62.46 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $5.80 at $417.50 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Monday as the December contract loses 10.5 cents at $6.66 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with its December contract giving up 16.5 cents at $3.78.50. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as well, as Chicago December foregoes 22.5 cents at $8.58. Kansas City December falls 21 cents at 9.29.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December pulls back 19 cents at 9.30. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, September 26th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.